Blog Talk Radio.
Here on Blog Talk Radio on Glorious Gospel Vibes. We got Minister D in the house. Y'all, did y'all hear Sister Vandas? She said everything right when she opened up, didn't she? Minister D, can you handle that for me?
You know what? I just stay in constant prayer for Sister Peppercorn. But anyhow, how is everybody else doing? It vexed me in my spirit already. We can't get into the show good. You know what? Let me pray for the Father.
Wait a minute.
You know,
praise the Lord. I asked her to just hold it for me. I thought I was going to be back before the show started. I'm so sorry. Listeners, hey, y'all need to know Sister Vandas. She's a sweet old lady, but I'm telling you, but we're going to have her back a little later on the show. I hope she did everything right. I'm quite sure she did. I'm quite sure she did, but I will be listening to it after the show. We'll check her out later. But anyway, to open up the show for today, we got a lot of good things going on. We got West Palm Beach, Florida in the house. Y'all don't know nothing about that.
In the house.
But you will.
In the house.
My hometown. What? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Say what? Anyway, See, you need to drink you some Listerine. That'll help that out. That'll get all that up out you. All of that, you know. Anyway.
All the impurities.
Yeah, just all of that up out you. All of that mucus.
It don't purge you. They say they purge you, not purge you, purge you.
Well, that whatever it do, purge you, whatever it do, it's going to get it help you out. It's going to help you out on that. I'm just trying to give you some medical insight into your, you know, what you do with your throat, even though I haven't figured it out for myself yet because I'm a little tidy. But anyway, we're going to open up with a prayer. And y'all just sit back because I tell y'all, I got a prayer for y'all today. We need some stuff going on because I'm telling you, the enemy is trying to wreak havoc, and we cannot let him do so.
Oh,
so let's just sit back and enjoy this prayer because I'm finna lay it on you. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me shall praise and bless his holy name. Hallowed be thy name, O Lord, in all the world, Your glory shall be revealed among the heathen, Father. Oh, la la boshata. You know you don't be supposed to do that, right?
You want to see
that's
song.
I'm going to pray, but, you know, some people, that's how they get thrown off, because we'll be trying to get into the prayer and somebody just start going off in tongues.
Yeah. Father, most precious Father, we cut mama.
What did you say? I don't know what you're saying. You're supposed to be speaking to the Lord, right? Or,
well,
regardless, you're speaking to God. But if you stop speaking in tongues, I don't understand you. Anyway, let's start with opening prayer. We were just joking around, but we're going to get on into it anyway. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you this evening, Lord God, for being here on live on the air on Glorious Gospel Vibes Blog Talk Radio. We ask that the Holy Spirit will present himself today, because we definitely need him in this house today. Holy Spirit, reveal thyself as we begin to empty ourselves of all flesh and all carnality. Let your glory be revealed. Bread of heaven, feed us, because we hunger and we thirst for you. We draw from your well of living water and not from the sewers of this filthy world. Father, endue us with your power, your Holy Ghost power, your healing power, your delivering power, for you are our strong tower. Oh, Lord, in your glory, we take authority of every satanic spirit that's on the earth, in the earth, and we command them to come subject to the authority of the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, every curse, every plot, every attack, every scheme, any device, any manner of operation of the enemy, we divinely frustrate it right now in the name of Jesus and bring it to nothing less in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire, we ask that you destroy and consume every agent that has been assigned to delay, hinder our purpose and our destinies. We command victory in the name of Jesus. We walk by faith, not by sight, declaring the works of our God. Oh, there is no foe that could overthrow us in the name of Jesus. Satan, we serve you notice today. There is no foe that could overthrow us in the name of Jesus. No power that could stop or shut up our blessings. That's why we ask, Lord, that you allow your ministering angels to go forth and release our blessings in the name of Jesus. We ask in faith, by faith, believing. And now, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Holy One of Israel. Thank you, Good Shepherd, because we know that you are the Christ, the Anointed One of God. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you today. And as we bow, we shall say always thank you. In Jesus' holy name we pray, and it is so. Amen.
It is
amen.
So. Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, amen. Jesus. Woo! I think I got carried away, but that was woo! That was in me, y'all. I had to get it out. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just want to say thank you.
Well,
I tell y'all, we got a man of God that's in the house. He's going to bring us a word. I tell you, a mini sermon. Don't y'all get too excited. Don't turn that station, because I tell you right now, he got a word for you. He has a word for you. And his name, we're going to bring him to the forefront right now. I call him Prophet. I always called him Prophet because he had an anointing on him I could see from way back when he was really getting out into the atmosphere. I'm telling you, he could speak something, I could tell you could see it the next day. But his name is Pastor Frankie Davis, and he's out of Belgrade, Florida, but he's living in West Palm Beach, Florida. He's a married man of 18 years, praise the Lord, and he has been blessed with 5 beautiful children. He's a pastor-elect, and Pastor-elect Davis has received Jesus as his Lord and Savior ever since November. He got the exact date, November 23rd, 1993. Now, you know when you can remember the exact date.
That was
that's something. Woo-hoo. I can remember mine was on a Friday.
Look, most men don't remember their anniversary. Men don't remember their anniversary, so that had to have been a special date.
Oh, that was a special day for him. He has served faithfully under the leadership of several major generals in the body of Christ. Pastor James Bentley of Bible Way Missionary Baptist Church, the late Pastor David Pitt Sr. of Souls Harbors Ministry. Now, he's all in the Florida area, southern Florida area. The late Apostle J.T. Campbell of Dedicated Deliverance Teaching Ministry. Pastor Haywood Nichols Williams of the Original Tabernacle of Prayer for All People Incorporated. The late Pastor Terry B. Argentine of Renaissance Ministry. Bishop Robert Watford of New Life Zion Temple Incorporated. Pastor Elect Davis will be officially ordained on November 9th this year, 2013. So to introduce to some and present to others, we're going to get ready to bring him into the studio. But right before he comes, we're going to bring a song by myself, of course. And it's called Truly, Charoli.
Get ready, get ready, get ready.
Got the glory.
Truly, we've got the victory.
The victory.
Truly, we've got the glory.
The victory.
the key to Christian living. Without the word of God, what do we have? Nothing. So you're going to have to
apply
that key.
That's my jam.
That key has been
That's
given
my
jam. All right, and as I told you before, I took a break. I hear some noise back there. As I took before I took, went to the song, I said we were going to present to others and introduce the song. Minister or pastor elect Frankie Davis. Pastor Davis, you're on the Stu Cho.
Praise the Lord.
You in the Stu
God,
Cho.
Man of God.
How
bless
you, doing?
You, bless you, bless
How
you.
How you doing? All right.
Always victorious. Always.
Glad you can join us.
Oh,
glad
like
you can join
fun.
Us.
Bless you,
uh-huh. We like to have fun on this show. You know we like to have fun, but sometimes
you know I'm a clown.
Serious.
You know I'm a clown. You know I'm a clown for Jesus.
I've already let the listeners know who you are, what you're about. I want you to tell them who you are and what you're about, and then give us a little word that we're going to have to walk high, with our head up high this week.
Well, first and foremost, again, honoring God for who he is, what he is, why he is, when he is, the who, what, where, when, and why. They teach you that in the English language. That's how you complete a sentence, or statement, or even a thesis. Or how, you all know how that goes. But really, I'm really a protege of the woman of God that's been blessed to come up with this dynamic duo of a program that I would not limit to just Georgia, but I'd say worldwide, nationwide, international as well as national.
That's what I'm talking about.
We do not limit God. Listen, the Bible says we're seated in heavenly places, so therefore this program started out of heavenly places. It's just been manifested in the natural.
I told you I was gonna yell today. Globe, I told you.
So I'm not gonna go on into who I am, because really, like Paul said, I'm the chiefest of sinners. I was a whoremonger. I was among the whores. I was born of a whore. I was born from a whore. My father was a whore. He had 26 kids, and I was trying to follow. At the age of 17, I mean, seriously, we had a serial killer's mentality. Born, raised in the Glades, Belgrade, that is. A lot of people say that's AIDS capital of the state of Florida, but they asked the question, can anything good come out of Nazareth? I asked the question, can anything good come out of Belgrade? Hello. That's the answer.
Ooh, yes, it can.
Hello.
There you go. Right there.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to slow down. You know, God, want to give honor to my beautiful wife in her absence. She's at the house. I'm on my way to work. You know, she hails from the beautiful country of Bayamón, Puerto Rico. We've been blessed with five beautiful children, 3 girls, 2 boys, and I thank God for them. And everything that God has done in our lives, he's allowed us to experience the ups, the downs, the ins, the outs, the middles, and everything that falls in between. I just want to again say thank God for the both of you, especially evangelists. I call her prophets. You want us to hang on to that prophetess thing, but I'm going to leave that alone. I'll take that tail off of prophetess and leave it like it is. The Bible says prophet.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm gonna leave that alone, man. You hear me, minister? She called you minister Tuggle. Am I saying that right?
Go ahead.
I'm gonna go ahead and tell it. I'm gonna go ahead and tell it because you shouldn't have told me to come on here. Stop. Yeah, elder, bishop. Yes, sir.
Well,
Let the world hear it. Let the world hear what God calls you. See, that's the problem. We've been holding back on what God has been calling us because we have been allowing man to stamp us with his approval.
I was taught if he ain't making it about a badge, you ain't preaching. That's all I'm saying.
Listen. Paul said, I come, Jesus, matter of fact, I'll give you one better than Jesus. I got an ace in the hole. His name is Jesus. Jesus said, I come to offend. In other words, I come to set variance. That, you know what that word variance means? I come to tear up some stuff. Listen, I'm sorry if I tap your radio station, woman of God, man of God. Y'all can put it back together when I hang up. Praise God. Anyway,
handle it.
He getting ready to wreck the place.
Listen. I'm going to mess up some theologies out here, too. Listen, this thing is called the summoning of God's warriors. Y'all don't mind if I get right into it, do you?
Don't jump on.
The Bible
talks about,
say that again, woman of God, I'm sorry.
No, I prefer you go ahead on.
Okay, thank you very much. You just gave me permission from Jesus. Oh, somebody missed that one. They missed that. Yeah, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 11, and it talks about how that boy named John, in 11 and verse 18, it says, "For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he had a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say he is glutton and a drunk and a friend of a tax collector and sinners. But wisdom is proved right by what? Actions." Mm-hmm. Okay? So, now we're going to move on a little further. Because there's a particular scripture that I want the World Wide Web and the World Wide Radio Nation to hear. Because, see, it says, let me get my other, see, I have several Bibles with me because I don't want nobody to miss nothing. I don't want them to get mad and say I didn't say it right, say it wrong, say it long, but I'm going to say it. Is that all right?
Go ahead. Amen.
It says, verse 12 says, that from the days of John the Baptist until now, I think I heard the radio station say now, until now. What's that talking about now? Right now, what's going on right now? It says, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Now, I heard a lot of people preach this message. I mean, it's awesome how they preach it, but I wonder if they really understand what that word is saying. It says the kingdom of God suffered violence. I just put my Bibles down, y'all, because I talk with my hands as well. It says the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violence taken by force. That word is translated, suffered is translated, and they hope to. They take seed. You know how when you go out in an army, you know, and they say, listen, I need you to see, I'm ex-military. I'm going to talk to the ex-military folk. When you've been given an assignment, they tell you, listen, we need you to take that position and hold it. Mm-hmm. So basically what God is saying, it ain't got nothing to do with the kingdom of God being beaten down by the devil. No, baby, we got it backwards. What God is saying, no, I'm the one that's been beating the devil. The devil ain't been beating me. And see, we always have this faith that I love these saints of God and praise God for them today. Well, the devil is, I'm battling with the devil. But that's not scripture, because the last time I checked, somebody help me, the Bible said that the battle is not mine, it is the Lord's. So why am I battling with somebody that don't even belong to me?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. So now I'm going to go to the Old Testament a little bit, because I remember them boys that was walking with Joshua, and Jesus said, when you get to Jericho, now Jesus and John, God, you know, we ain't going to mess it up. And God told him, listen, when you get to that big old giant wall, I don't want you to talk to the wall. I don't want you to point to the wall. I don't even want you to look at the wall. I want you to march around the wall. And then when you get to that last march, I want you to open up your mouth and shout, Jesus. What's going on with the body of Christ is we have lost our war cry. What is a war cry? A war cry is a sound that comes out of your belly prior to you going into victory. A war cry comes out of your spirit, man, prior to you winning the battle or the victory, the warfare. And so now the church has lost its war cry because the church no longer knows how to warfare. They don't know how to get back into the warfare because they're too busy fighting a battle that does not belong to them. I don't fight no small battles about my gas, my rent, my wife, my husband, my children, my dog, my cat. I don't do it because the weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. David said it like this when he stood before Goliath. He said, I didn't come in the name of King Saul and the rest of these scary cats back here. But here is my war cry. My God delivered me out of the hand of the lion and the bear and gave me back the sheep that they tried to take from me. And today my war cry is, Goliath, I'm going to have your head and I'm going to give your body to the carcass of the field. What did Goliath say to David? He said, boy, you come and mock me? You come and hit me like I'm a dog? Boy, I'm about to stomp a mud hole in your little body. But David said, you don't forget what I just told you. I just told you that my war cry is out of Israel, out of the mouth of God. He's about to give me your head. You did not hear me, giant. You are about to fall. My war cry is everywhere I go, my giant has to fall. Everywhere I turn, my giant has to fall. Everywhere I look, my enemy is laying dead before me. Because I'm so blinded by my situation, I don't even see the enemy laying down on the ground. Glory be to God. Woman and man of God, your enemy is already dead before you. Jesus, hallelujah. The enemy's already defeated. Why are you looking around for an enemy that's not even there? I believe the Bible said when they went to the tomb to find Jesus, he said, why are you looking for the living among the dead? So why are you looking for a living enemy that God has already killed?
Wow.
Why are you trying to resurrect an enemy that God has already destroyed?
Oh, Lord, Jesus.
This cancer. No, there ain't no cancer. Because he says, by his stripes. That's my war cry. By his stripes. No, my God. I ain't got no money to pay my bills. That's not God's war cry. He said, let the sick say that I'm healed. Let the poor say that I'm rich. Romans 4:17 says, speak those things that are not as though they were. Where is the war cry of the warriors? The problem now is that the children of God are being taught so much. I have no problem with prosperity, but you got to teach them that before they prosper, they got to suffer. You got to suffer to get the gold and the silver and those things that God has planned and prospered and protected for you. You're going to pay a price. You don't just go up and get it. You got to pay for it. Because if I'm not mistaken, help me out here, man and woman of God. I believe the Bible says we were bought with a price. That means I owe somebody something. I'm in debt to somebody that just paid a price. I know y'all think I'm going all on a tandem, but I'm not.
No.
But
no.
Here we come back and says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffered violence and the violence. That means, what? What you telling me? I got the power to go into the enemy's camp and kick Satan right in the face? I can go to his war room where he's been making plans, plots, and purposes to kill, steal, and destroy me according to John 10 and 10. You mean to tell me I can go and do like Jesus and turn over the money changing tables, or should I say the war room tables of the enemy, and ain't nothing he can do about it? Of course I'm trying to tell you that. All you got to do is open up your mouth and, yes, God, he said, I'm the Lion of Judah. Jesus.
Oh, come on.
Listen, for those of you that like Animal Planet like me and all that educational stuff with animals, they said that when a lion roars at night, you can hear it for 10 miles. Oh, Jesus. and it still sat still in the heart of the predator. But the problem is we allow the enemy, my God, we let him roar before we open up our mouths. Because he comes as a roaring lion. But we have the Lion of Judah on the inside. So how are you going to roar louder than me? How are you going to get louder than me? You acting like a lion, but I got the lion. Oh, my God. I can bless myself right there. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. You acting like a lion, but the last time I checked, the Bible says, greater is he that the Lion of Judah. Greater is he that's on the inside of me than he that's in the world. So that will roar all you want to, kitty cat. Let me show you how it's done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. The Lord is my shepherd. Jesus. Ho, ho, ho. Do you not know we just shook the devil's kingdom just by doing that little bit right there? Just by decreeing the word? Just by declaring the word? Just by commanding the word in the atmosphere? Do you know that the heavens, the solar system, the stratosphere, the hemisphere, it just shook on my behalf?
Why?
Because the kingdom of God suffereth violence. It advances forward. It advances forward. Keep up with my time, y'all.
Yeah. I tell you, that is a word. That is a word. And I'm, oh, my goodness.
Jesus. I believe I got 30 more seconds, I believe. Talk to me. And my time up, let me know. Let me know, because I'll be
tell
quiet
what
right
you got
to
say. You just, right
oh,
now.
My God.
Go ahead.
Because, see, you got to recognize and understand, say so, God. We serve a God that created the heavens and the earth. We own thank you, Jesus. God just said, do you not know we own the earth? We own whatever is on it, in it, around it, underneath it. That means, say that I own you. Good God. Jesus. The devil, get your behind underneath my feet. Get your butt behind me. Get up out my face. Go sit down somewhere. Shut your mouth. Sit down over there. Oh, my God, I dragged you over there. And loose that over here. God, I'm done.
You know what? Before we go any further, let me just go ahead and say to the listeners out here, you know, the Bible says faith come by hearing and hear by word of God. You have to go back and pull this broadcast up so you can hear it again. You have to. You have to. He just laid it down so plainly in a lot of ways that people don't get it. How they said uncut and unadulterated, straight from the hill. I love it.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, thank you.
Pastor Davis, we are so grateful that you have come onto our program. And I'm telling you, for those that didn't make it to church today and didn't get a word, you got it.
Well, they got it. They just got
May
it.
May God bless you. We will be having him back again.
I'll tell you, we enjoyed you. You summoned God's warriors with the war cry that they needed to hear today.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I tell you, you all, if you don't have a war cry, you might need to see how you can get possessed one, and you know how to do that.
Hallelujah. Bless you, man and woman of God. Bless you all for this radio.
Well, Pastor David, and you let me know, and we got your date. We have the date of when your ordination is, and I know God is waiting to continue to bring you out to the forefront into all the land. And
Amen.
Thank you so much again for coming on the program.
Amen.
And I will be in touch with
you.
And I tell you, do you have any way they can contact you if people wanted to call you or contact you?
You can give them my email address. You can also give them my phone number. My address.
You can give it to him. Give it to him.
Okay, if you desire to contact me, and listen, I'm not about foolishness. If you want to call for word, prayer, or encouragement, I will do just what the Lord say do. I'm like Mikael. I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear, but I'll tell you what God says. And my desire is Frank Dot Davis, 1965, at yahoo.com, or you can call me 561-667-9598. Leave a message, and I promise you, by the grace and speed of the Lord our God, I will get back to you. But again, Frank.Davis, 1965, at yahoo.com, 561-667-9598. Be a blessing unto God and to his people. Please bless this radio station, y'all. I dare you. I dare you to bless him. And God's going to show you who he really is. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Good day, man of God.
Bless you all. Bless you all.
Woo! Woo! Oh, Lord. Suck it now. Well, y'all, I tell y'all, we got a young lady that's coming on our program, and I want to tell you a little bit about her. She's out of West Palm Beach also. Her name is Sandrina Taylor. Sandrina Taylor was born December 18, 1970, of West Palm Beach, Florida. She's a singer-songwriter, recording artist. Sandrina was chosen from her mother's womb to be a dynamic vessel for God. And by the age of 5, Sandrina Taylor was singing, preaching, playing instruments in the local church. Sandrina has been teaching choirs and groups how to sing since childhood. At the age of 14, she was given the opportunity to audition for a show choir that traveled around the country and won various national competitions. And throughout her adult years, she has accomplished much as a solo artist and shared the stage with such gospel greats as the late Reverend James Moore, Dorothy Norwood, Keith Wonderboy Johnson, Helen Miller, and is also one of the lead vocalists for national acclaimed Elder Jimmy Hicks and the Voices of Integrity. This is the only beginning of the great things to come for Sandrina Taylor. And another one that we're going to introduce to some and present to others, and we just want to say, how is everything doing with Sandrina Taylor? How you doing, Sandrina?
Hey, how are you?
How are you? We are
so
happy to have you on our program.
Welcome.
I'm feeling special. Hi, Minister Tucker. We have never met before, but I'm sure we will in the future.
Yes. Welcome to the show. Welcome. We're riding real high right about now, in case you hadn't heard.
Yeah, we've been preached down and preached up.
I was listening. I was listening to that word, and you know I love the word of God, and I definitely can relate to what the pastor was saying earlier. That is just is wonderful. And I sing that a lot in my songs about the kingdom of God suffering violence and the violence, we're going to take it by force. That's very powerful. Having a complete understanding about it helps you to be able to go forth, even more, just because you understand what it is you're doing.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
Amen.
There you go.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I had when he said that, I said, oh, that's my song. I should have played it. when you be so just angry at the enemy, you know, of what he's doing, how he call himself, you know, thinking he's doing all this and that, that's the first thing come to your mind. How did you can snatch something from out of his hands, you know? How you can take something back, and you be so angry, you just take it by force. You know, punch him in his head, take it by force, crush him beneath your meat. You think of all those things. So that was one of the things I was running to the Bible. Okay, what is that? I got to find that. I put that in my song.
Yeah.
I am so happy, girl. You have come a long way. I tell you, I've been knowing her for a long time. She is always, ever since I've known her, she was singing. I met her when she was an adult, so I didn't know her when she was a young child, but I met her when she was an adult, and she's been singing ever since. And I wanted the people up here in ATL to hear what they missing.
Bless your heart. You know what you're going to do. First, you're going to have to get me up there, but I ain't coming unless you make me some conch fritters.
Uh-oh. Oh, see.
I put you on the spot.
I haven't been around the ocean in a minute now. I'm about ready to just go dive for my conch. I want some conch fritters right now. Don't even mention no conch fritters.
I know.
I will have them. But when I know you're coming, then I'll make the conch fritters.
Well, bless your heart. I'll be very happy. Yeah, it's been a long time because I know I was about 25 years old, and I'm now, so I know this has been a very long time. See, if I tell my age, that means I got to tell your age.
You know, so I don't mind telling my age. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind telling my age.
Well, go on, do it then.
You were 23 at the time. And I was 23 at the time, and I don't know how old you are now, but I'm still 23.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Well, you know, to each his own. But anyway, we're not right.
Well, I would like the listeners for you to just tell us just a little bit about who you are, who is Sandrina Taylor, and about the anointing that God has placed upon your life to do what you do.
Well, good evening, everyone and listeners. And, of course, thank you, Gloria and Mr. Tuggle, for having me on the program. My name is Sandrina Taylor. I was born in West Palm Beach, Florida, to Claudia Campbell and J.T. Campbell. And I'm 42 years old. I'm a mother of four. I have four children. My daughter is 23. My son is 20. 17 and 15. I'm now a grandmother of two, and I just thank God for life. I've been through a lot. I've suffered through domestic violence, but I'm no longer a victim. I'm a survivor. I've overcome strokes. I've overcome a heart attack, and I know that because of the anointing and the call upon my life, I know that the enemy did desire to try to shift me as weak. But as you can see, I'm here on the radio with you today, so I know that there
what
is
you talking
God.
About?
Somewhere. Amen. Amen. And he loves me. Gloria, you remember when my mom taught us a long time ago? Yeah, she would say, God loves me, his grace is upon me, and only good can come to me. I received that a long time ago, and that's how I take my outlook on life. God loves me.
Well,
his grace is upon me. And
Sandrina, now you are healed. You are healed not only physically, but mentally and socially and economically and spiritually. You're healed.
Amen.
You were taught healing. You were taught that healing was in you. And it was taught by a very wonderful woman, which is your mother. She's a pastor in the Palm Beach area. The awesome pastor. She used to be my pastor before I came up here. She's the one certified me as evangelist. And I love her, and that's Pastor Claudia Campbell. She's a wonderful woman of God. But I want them to hear just how healed you are, and I want them to hear this song, one of her songs on her CD, her new CD, Stand Up, I'm Healed, Sandrina Taylor.
Send it down, your healing power. Send it down, send it down, send it down. About me, Lord.
I need it to fall afresh on me.
I'm so tired and weary, Lord.
I hope you just
know
it, and I believe it.
I believe every word you say. I keep the faith till I receive. I receive, spin it down. Without faith, I cannot please you.
When I
receive
that living me,
you're so great and you're living me.
Blessing
not a gentle savior.
One touch from you is all I need. All I need. The Bible says for us to speak those things that be not as though they were. So right now, wherever you may be at this moment, at this very hour, if it is healing that you need, whether it be healing in your body, healing in your emotions, healing in your relationship, what I want you to do is say these two words. I'm healed. I'm healed. I feel it right now. I can see it. I'm healed. Regardless of what the doctor said, I'm healed. I'm healed. Oh, yes, I am. Yeah. Yeah. I'm healed. I'm healed in my mind. I'm healed in my emotions. God said it. I believe that. I'm healed. Yes, I am. I'm healed. Thank you, Lord.
You know, now every time somebody call on the line and they want some healing, you know I'm finna throw that on, bam. This will just let me pick you
amen,
up.
Amen, amen, amen.
Oh,
I appreciate
Lord.
That.
I tell you, that's a beautiful
song.
I like that one. Yeah,
well,
I want you to tell the listeners where they can contact you, and I know that you you know your songwriting and all of that, and I want to just quickly tell me or who you would like a credit, you know, a lot of these songs to. You know, as far as the writing
Amen.
And producing and managing,
yes.
whatever.
Thank you. I appreciate that. My nephew and I actually wrote this song together. He is the musician that did all the music, all the arranging, and basically the hook to everything. And then what I did is I came in and I got the finished off the other stuff that was in there, all the other words and the verses. But my nephew, his name is Gary Brown. They call him Freight Train. He's right out of Noonan, Georgia. So I did come up there, but I missed you.
Oh,
but he's a songwriter. He's an artist, and he does very well. And he's been doing this since we were both little. We kind of grew up together. So I'd like to give him credit. Freight Train right out of Noonan, Georgia.
I was just in Noonan, Georgia. I might have to take a trip to Noonan.
Mm. Oh, yeah, Noonan. I've been hearing about Noonan. I've been there once, so I plan on going back again. That's when you get me up there, then I'm going to go visit.
Okay. Well, listen, this is also the way they can contact you, Sandrina.
What's that?
What'd you say, Minister?
I said sometimes, you know, so some people, Noonan can be a little bit country.
Oh, no, it's not a little bit country. It's a lot country. I'm saying I'm going to Noonan to see him. I'm not going to Noonan to see nobody but him. I've been to Noonan, and I almost had to run out of Noonan because Noonan needed some deliverance.
Oh, goodness. Well, I wasn't there that long, so I wouldn't know about that. But anyway, they can contact me. You can contact me at thesoundofsoul@yahoo.com. That's the, T-H-E, sound, S-O-U-N-D, of, O-F, soul. It's spelled S-O-W-U-L, at yahoo.com. You can also give me a call at 561-584-1860.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I want them to hear this song Stand Up. We got a little time. I want to make sure they get the chance to hear Stand Up, and which is the title of your new CD. You all need to get online, do whatever you need to do to purchase her CD. Amazon, iTunes, whatever you need to do, purchase this CD. Your beautiful voice. You all check this out. Stand Up by Sandrina Taylor.
This is your season, it's your destiny, it's your calling, it's your time. It's who you are, stand strong in faith, go forth in His name, live your life.
Give credit to who actually participated on this song as well. I recorded that song here in West Palm Beach out of Music Medic Studios, which I'm currently a part of their label. It's Music Medic, Inc. The engineer there, his name is Calvin Coolidge Puckett. He's also a celebrity artist the industry, and he's helped me with that. And also a young lady by the name of Gloria Joseph, she actually wrote the hook to that song. So I'd like to thank them so much for seeing the vision and helping me out with that song. And thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. We know we're going to hook up because we coming to Palm Beach. We giving us a concert at the Kravitz. We're going to turn it out. We want them to know. They say that Jesus couldn't come back home. Well, I'm coming back home. Y'all can take me if you want, and you can accept me if you may, but I'm turning it out. What?
Well, be glad to have you. We've seen each other in so long. Oh, goodness. Then we're going to clown. You know what?
Yeah.
You tell all my peeps. Tell all my peeps. Down in the hole, that's what we call it, down in the hole. Palm Beach, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, down in the hole. Tell them I say hi. So we ain't got but a minute, and we get ready to come at you. We love you. Thank you for coming on, Sandrina. And we will be seeing you soon because we got to get up out of here.
Love you. Thank you so much.
Love you. Be blessed.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Bless you.
All shot. All right, y'all. Thank you. We love you. Be blessed. We out of here.
Hey.